Parshas Truma, Shchodesh Av Rishon, really should speak a little bit about Simcha. The Manal told me that he mentioned a little bit about Simcha. So, actually, we'll get to it at the end. Talk about Shchodesh Av. Ramban, the famous Ramban, what's the Shaychus, Parshas Truma, with Shpatim? What's the Hemshech? Shpatim Truma, what's the... So he says like this, Ramban says, Yesod Zdika Ramban, that the end of Parshas Mishpatim is talking about Har Sinai, the Maimid Har Sinai, Nasa V'Nishma. And the beginning of Truma has to do with the Mishkan. The Mishkan is a Hemshech, says the Ramban, of Maimid Har Sinai, of whatever happened in Har Sinai. What happened in Har Sinai? It was Ashros HaShchina. We know that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megal himself, and he came to Har Sinai, and Avada, there was an Asinus HaTorah. The idea of the Mishkan, says the Ramban, was also this Hashros HaShchina, right? V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham, the Rebbeinu Shalom is coming down to the Mishkan, he's residing, v'shachanti b'soicham, he's coming to the Mishkan, there's an Asinus HaTorah. That's the 40 years in the Mishkan, the Rebbeinu Shalom's here, there's Ashros HaShchina. We don't want to give up the Maimed Har Sinai. Maimed Har Sinai was not a one-shot deal. It's not the pshat that Maimed Har Sinai was a Sinas HaTorah and that's it. The Ashros HaShchina, we want to continue. We want to be Mamshich, weiter and weiter. We want to keep it going. And therefore, that's the Ramban says, and therefore, that's the idea of Parshas Truma. To be Menadiv, Asher Yedvenu Limboi, Me'ez Kolish Asher Yedvenu Limboi, Tichlus Trumasi, And build a mishkan v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti v'soicham, and that is directly related to Maimed Har Sinai. The Har Sinai doesn't stop. The Ashros HaShchina, which the Rebbeinu Shalom came to Har Sinai, it keeps it in the 40 years in the Midbar and in the Mishkan is weiter going. Then the Sinas HaTorah, the Kabbalah HaTorah, which happened by Har Sinai, is also Vayedaber Hashem Elov Mibein Shnei HaKruvim. There was a dibur, there was Torah being given, there was Torah being taught. That's the Ramban. Besoid haMishkan hu sheyav kovid asher shochan al Har Sinai shoichin alav benister. The kovid, which is the Shechina, which was shochan on Har Sinai, that should come down now benister in the Mishkan. That's the idea, and also the Nesinas HaTorah. It's mashmah of the Ramban that he says that the dibur asher nedaber loy by Har Sinai, that same dibur which Hashem spoke by Har Sinai by Matan Torah min Hashemayim Mishmiachas Koyel Yasrech Val Oretz Harachas as Ishoy Hagdoyla Kach beMishkan Ksiv Vayishma Es Hakoyel Midaber Elov Mibein Me'alak Apoyers Mibein Shnei Akruvim. Whatever happened in Har Sinai is still going on. It's still going on in the Mishkan. That's the also limit the Shachanti B'Soichem. That's the Shaychus. The Tachlis, I think it's a Chiddush, the Tachlis of Har Sinai. What was the Tachlis of Maimed Har Sinai? Everybody thinks, you know, we got the Torah, Aseres HaDibros. It's more than that. The Torah says that, it's a Chiddush, the Gezach. It says like this, they were afraid, He told Moshe, "You speak to us." Al yidabri manu l'kim penamos. Moshe says, "Al tiro ki lavur nasois eschem balikim." He came to elevate you. Neisid loshen haram magdula. But here's the ikker. Uvavur tia yirosoi al pneichem levilti sechetol. This is the tachlis of Maimir Har Sinai, that you should have Yiru Shemayim. Chaim. Maimir Har Sinai. Uvavur tia yirosoi al pneichem. There should be a yiro. Levil bisechetol. Don't do chet. That is the purpose of Har Sinai. You hear? Levil bisechetol. Yira shomayim. Don't do chatoim. What's pshat? What's pshat? So we saw that when a person says also, it says, Atu hareis lodas. Where is this possible? Atu hareis lodas. Ki Hashem hu elikim in Voschanan. Ein oid milvadoi. You saw that. It was shown to you clearly. Atu hareis lodas. Why? What happened? Kshenosan gosh baruch hu satoira posach lohem shiva rikim. He ripped open all the skies, all the heavens. Uchshem shikoris al yoinim kach koris atachtoinim. And they saw the roshu yichidi, they saw mamash shma Yisrael Hashem lekeinu Hashem echad. There's nothing else. Ein oid milvada. That creates a yira. When you see the Rebbeinu Shleimah, when there's re'iyah, when there's mamash re'iyah, ato ares l'adas, you saw it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ripped open everything. There's re'iyah, the roshu yichidi, ato ares l'adas. Re'iyah is ois yois yiras, for him say, right? Yiras Yud Reish Aleph Hey Re'iyah, when you see the Rebbeinu Shleilam Atah Reis Lodas Kar Lehmas Atachtoinim Kar Lehmas El Yoinim, you saw the, that creates Yiras Shemayim. But why is that so? What? That's the only way to get the Yiras Shemayim. Saris Adibris Maimin Har Sinai. Can't do it another way. You can't. Why is that the oifen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to the Maimin Har Sinai Lavur Tia Yirasei Al Pneichem? Pshat is like this. I heard pshat, I'm sure. It's a beautiful word. That, it's like this. It says in Yeshaya, that Yeshaya gave Kal Yisrael Musar, and he says, that he hear osam oisi mitzvahs anoshim lumoda. Your year is not up to par. It's mitzvahs anoshim lumoda. It's by rote. Your year is not the way your shemaim should be. It's a mitzvah anoshim lumoda. So what? It's very shver this pasuk. What's the pshat? I understand you do a mitzvah mitzvah. Tefillin, right? So the first time you bar mitzvah, you put it on with the cheshek, the geshmak, the kavana. And then afterwards, so you start doing it, so it gets automatic, it's by rote. It's mitzvahs anoshim melumada. That's what it means. It's behergel. You just keep on doing it, you don't really think about your kavana. But yira, that here, awesome, I see, your yira of me was mitzvahs anoshim melumada, pasuk in Yeshaya. How's that shayach? Yira is a feeling. Either you feel it, if you feel afraid of Hashem, you feel it. What does that mean, mitzvahs anoshim melumada? You don't get used to it, that means you're not afraid. Mitzvah Shalom means you're doing a maisa of Hanachas Tefillin, but it's by rote. What does that mean that Yiras Shemayim is by rote? Either it is or it's not. So Hashem says, that there's two types of Yira, Taka. And the real Yira, the Yira which you're supposed to have, the Yira is when you see a lab, you see a lion. Right? A person sees a lion in front of him. He doesn't have to start clearing, should I be afraid, should I not be afraid? This pachad, the lion is ferocious, it's going to attack. This fear, it's be'etzem, it's a metzias, that fear. You don't have to start clearing, there's no calculated yira. There's no should I be afraid or not. But she'enkin, let's say, you're thinking, should I do this, should I not do this, it's an avera, it's not an avera. Well, okay, if I'm going to do it, maybe I'm going to get punished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish me, so I'm not going to do it. But you have to start thinking about it. You're not the etzem afraid. That's called a cheshbin. That's called, you're making a cheshbin. That's called a calculated yira. That's not real fear. When you're fearing Shemayim, in general, right? Person is doing an avera. He won't do it, but his mom is afraid. Like there's a lion in front of him? There's a lion in front of you not to do that avera? Person doesn't feel that way. It's that's already a, that's called mitzvah anoshim milumoda. It's learned. It's learned. You learn that year. You learn because you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu says not to do it. And there's a schar v'oinish. But maybe I'm going to start calculating not to do it because I'm going to get punished. That's not year. That's called mitzvah anoshim milumoda. Not by rote, but it's learned. That's what Sassama says. That's not the tachlis of year. The tachlis of year, really, what does it mean year shemayim? You see the lion in front of you. You see the Rabbanu Shloim. That happened by Maimon Har Sinai. Ato Areisol Adaski Hashem Olikim Einod Mulada. When you see, when there's Re'iyah, you see Hashem. Then there's a lion. Then it's real fear. That's the Tachlis, and that can only be done through the Maimon Har Sinai Taka. That has to be done with the Maimon Har Sinai Mamish. That everybody Roshu Yechidi Shma Yisrael. That's Mamish. That's what happened by Yerush. That's what happened by Maimon Har Sinai. And Avadav was saying that the Mishkan is a hemshich. As the Ramban says, that the Mishkan also li mitosh b'shachanti b'soichem is a hemshich of Maimon Har Sinai. So the tachlis of the Mishkan, just like the tachlis of Maimon Har Sinai was uvavur tia yerosay al pneichem, there should be yirushamayim levilti secheto, that there shouldn't be chait. So the idea of osuli mitosh v'shachanti v'soichem is also that we see the Asheros HaShechina. We see the Asheros HaShechina, and through the Nesinus HaTorah in the Mishkan, there's a re'iyah of Hashem. You mamash see the Rebbeinu Shloim in the Mishkan. That's the tachlis of the Mishkan. It should create a year of Shemayim levilti secheto. Also, we make this v'shachanti b'soichem. That's the tachlis. And that tachit says the Beis Hamikdash is a place. The Beis Hamikdash, the Mikdash, the Mishkan is a place where it says tachay yira. It says yirotzim lefanecha Hashem lekeinu velkevisenu sheyibone Beis Hamikdash b'mheira v'yomenu. Hashbrochu, you build a Beis Hamikdash for saying Kalkeinu v'sayirasecha v'sham na'avodcha b'yira. The idea of Beis Hamikdash is yira, because by Mikdash there's a re'iyah. Re'iyah is oisiyos yira. When you see Hashem, there's a yira. That's the idea, to create this fear of Hashem, of the yira shamayim, that it's not shaykh du'achet. There's yira. There's be'etzem. You see the Rabbanu Shalom, there's yira schait. That's v'sham na'avodcha b'yira. We say in the Seyarev, that's the nusach some have in the Bayom Tif. In the Beis Hamikdash, there'll be, because there's a Re'ez Pnei Hashem. That was the idea of the Mishkan, and that. The Mishkan Taka, the Remez L'Dover Mishkan is Gematria. The Mishkan, Mem Shin Chof Nun, Shin, Mem Shin is 340 and a Chof is 360 and Nun is 410. Mishkan is 410, is Gematria Shma. That's the idea of year, Shma, Shin, Mem, Ayin. 340 is Shin, Mem, Ayin is on the 70, is 410. Mishkan is Gematria Shema, because it's to say the Rebbeinu Shalom is a Yochid Be'olamoy. That's Yerushalayim. We saw Shu Yechidi. Mishkan is Gematria Shema. How many things, Zov, Ochesef, Unachoshes, Chelis, Ragomon, how many things Rashi says, Be'inyin, with Nemr, Yud Gimel Dvarim, Nemru Be'inyin. That's what Rashi says. Yud Gimel Dvarim of the material that made up the Mishkan, that they were Menadav, Be'ez Kalisha, Shayyidenu Liboy. The Yud Gimel is Gematria Echad. Aleph Ches Dalid is 13. So you have the Shema with the Echad. That's the idea of the Mishkan. It's to create the Mishkan, which is Shema. The Echad is the Yud Gimel Dvarim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alekeinu, Hashem Echad. You see the Rebbeinu Shalom through the Mishkan. You see the Rebbeinu Shalom as Yir Shemayim, Levilti Sechto, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alekeinu, Hashem Echad. That's what's happening in the in the Hemshech of the Parshias of Mishkan, of Maimon Har Sinai with the Mishkan, there's a Yira, there's a Re'iyah. Taka, when a person sees the Rabbeinu Shalom up close, that's the way, in Torah, that's the way it is also. In Torah, a person could see the Rabbeinu Shalom up close. That's the idea of also the Mishkan, which was Hashros Hashchina, but by Yedaber Hashem Elo, the Koil was Medavet B'nei Shneav Kruvin, there was Torah. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Miyoyim Shechorim Beis HaMikdash, what does the Gemara in Bracha say? Ein laKadosh Baruch Hu be'alomoi ela dalid amish alocha bilvad. That's it. Now the Hashros Hashchina is where? Is in the Torah. The Hashros Hashchina just transplanted the Beis HaMikdash b'shas kiyumoi. It was in the Beis HaMikdash, there was Yerushalayim, there was the Hashros Hashchina, there was Nesilas HaTorah. And ein laKadosh Baruch Hu be'alomoi ela dalid amish alocha bilvad in the Torah. Right now, when a person learns Torah, he could see the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. I have to say pshat. But that's what it says. The ganze shleimus of the Beis HaMikdash is right now in that dalet amis mitzumtzum shel halacha. In the Beis Medrash, that's where the Beis HaMikdash is. That's where you can shep. You can get the Yir Shemayim now. If a person wants, he learns Torah. Person learns Torah, goes to the Beis Medrash, that's the Mokum HaMikdash now. That's the Yira, that's the Re'ius Pnei Hashem. Like we saw Taka, Gemara in Sukkah, right? We saw that. Gemara in Sukkah says that Aspaklai Hami'ira, there's tzaddikim who mamish, the mamish makabal fnei shchina kol yoim. There's lamed vov tzaddikim who makabal fnei shchina. Then there's the tzahaya madreig of Aspaklai Hami'ira without Rishus. Rishim bar Yechoy uben, ubenoi. The malachei ashoreis is the tzaddikim mapol keil. We're closer. It's even more closer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Ma Paul Kael. What's Hashem doing? You're closer. The Yoishim Lefnei Hashem. You're mamish when you learn Torah. You're Yoishim Lefnei Hashem. You're learning Dvar Hashem. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is with you. It's a Medrash says that. That's mamish Yoishim Lefnei Hashem. You see the Lefnei Hashem. That's Yira. Pasuk Shir Hashirim. Ani Yeshena. Libi Air. Koil doidi doifake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knocking. He's knocking. Koil doidi is going to their bunch. He's knocking. Pischi, open up. Who? Who's he talking to? Achoisi Yoinosi. Achoisi Rayosi Yoinosi Tamosi. These are the expressions being expressed to Knesset Yisrael. The Ava. It was so close. Kaviyo was so close to the Rabbeinu Shloimeh that you know the Rosh Tevis of Achoisi, Rayosi means like my Rayosi is like a wife or something. That's a helper. Yoinosi is a dove. Tamosi is mamash a twin. It's mamash like we're one. We're one with the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. Unbelievable is Scarvus. That's what we are. That's Knesset Yisrael. Kalo kru ben ima. Mamash a kala. When you're so close, those oisiyos, achoisi, rayosi is aleph reish, yoinosi is yud tamosi, backwards is tira, it's tamosi, yoinosi, rayosi, achoisi, tira. There's a fear. You're right up there. You're there. You see the bunch. When you see the bunch, on this fear, this tira, this fear. That creates, that reads Pnei Hashem, that closeness creates a Yerushamayim, and that's the Tachos. And Avada, that's done through Torah. Right now, without a Mikdosh, Avada, it's done through Torah, we create that Hiskarvus. Taka Tira, that Tira, Tof Yud Reish Aleph, is Gematria. What? Tof and Reish is 600, Yud and Aleph is 11. 611 is what? Gematria? Torah. Tough and Reish again with the Vav and the Hay. Tira is accomplished, is achieved through Torah nowadays. Efshir. That was the Oymek Kavonis. 12th grade went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And Herb Gezocht, the Tachlis in life, what's the most important thing in life? I don't know if I'm quoting him correctly. Those of you who were there know better. Yerushalayim. Yira Shomayim. Maimon Har Sinai is Yira Shomayim. What could be a Ravur tia yirosoy al pneichem? Oh, yirosoy al pneichem. When you see a lion, it's on your face, the fear. You don't have to start clearing. When you're thinking about it, it's not on your face, that fear. You know what I'm saying? You're more chill. But when you see a lion, the fear is on your face. The fear is on your face. That's the tachlis. That's my minar Sinai. Tia yirosoy al pneichem levuli zechadot on your face. So the tachlis of life is levivni secheto, is yir shemayim. How do you get there nowadays? Talmud Torah. That's what he said. How do you get there? When a person learns Torah, it's shayach to come in, mamish, to be roya p'nei Hashem, like we saw in Gemara and Sukkah. You can mamish be yosh from p'nei Hashem. You can see the Rabbanu Shalom. That's the mikdash. That's the mishkan. That's what the mishkan. Bilvavi mishkan evne. If you want to rebuild the base of mikdash in our days, learn the hail of the Torah. That's the tachlis of the Mishkan. Yerushalayim, Roya Pnei Hashem. Do that tachlis. Learn Torah. Get close. Get to Tira. Achaisi, Yoynosi, Rayosi, Tamosi. And now, Orach Shezachinu, there's always a Maisa. I didn't understand. There's a Maisa brought down Rabbi Ber's book. He said like this. He said over from the Netziv. He learned in the Velazhin. About Reb Chaim, we know Reb Chaim was the Baruch Be'er's Rebbe. But the Maaser Netziv was older, was Roshiva in Velazhin. And the Baruch Be'er said from the Netziv a few things, maybe more than a few, but this is one thing he said over. The Netziv would always say that if a person learns Chedushim or B'kiveg, or B'kiveg is Chedushim, is a special skula for Yirashumayim. Yirashumayim! May oidi lo yevanti davarzeh. Torah, Avos Hashem, Geshmak in learning, Yerushalayim, what is Chedush Yerushalayim? You learn Chedush Yerushalayim, what's the school of Yerushalayim? The Teretz of Pashat, that we were saying today. When you see Yerushalayim's Avart, Akasha, the way he slices the Sugya in half, the way he has a Havana, a Brirus, a Behirus, a clarity in the Sugya, it's Mamish Roya Pnei Hashem. That's seeing the Rebbeinu Shalom, Dvar Hashem, this is the Sugya. What greater Yerushalayim could come out? What greater Yerushalayim could be a product of that? The product of seeing the beauty in the Torah, of seeing Dvar Hashem is right. I see the Mishkan, like I'm in the Mishkan. Like the Dvar Hashem, Mibayin Shnei Akruvim, Mikayin Zakasha, Mibayin Shnei Akruvim. That is seeing the Mishkan. That creates Yerushalayim. Ria is Yira. Special school of the Netziv, Kvegas Chedushim. And the Tziv was before Chedush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi, because he was a grandson. Rabbi Chaim married the Tziv's granddaughter. So, actually, we could say about Rabbi Chaim's Torah also. But anyways, that was the Tziv's. Okay. So was something else. It says in the beginning, the Yikuli Truma. Beginning of Truma. Rav Hashem, Moshe Lema, Gabal Bnei Yisrael, V'yikhu li truma, May eis kol ish asher yedvenu liboy tikhu es trumasi. V'yikhu li, says Rashi, li is l'shmi. What's epis? What's this hagosha on l'shma? A person gives tzedakah, he's donating to the Mishkan, it has to be l'shma, a person gives tzedakah. We know a person says, I'm an asher yichi b'ni, hareini, give a nice and sell even without l'shma, y'avadi, you're a tzaddik, and avada. What's this hagosh on the Shema? May eis kol ish asher yedvenu liboy. Rashi says it has to be a rotzen toiv. Loshin rotzen toiv, yedvenu liboy. What's this nekuda? So everybody has this kasha. But efshir poshim shad is like this, that avada, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our gelt. Li ha-kesef, li ha-zov. I need your zov and kesef and achoshes. I have everything. What do I need it for? What I really want from you, says Rabbeinu Shloim, Rachmono Liba Boy, I want your heart. I want your Machshava Toiva. I want you to want. I want your Rotzen Toiv. So Avada, that's the Iker, that's the Tachlis. Avada, the Tachlis, not Zov Chesef and Chayshes. Avada, the Tachlis is the Rotzen Toiv, the lave which goes behind it. Taki is the Pasuk, and the Siva says Pshat. In a pasuk in Shir HaShirim like this, he says that Amudov Oso Chesef, Avada, the pillars of the Mishkan was silver, Rifidasei Zov. So it was also gold. Merkavei Argomon. Then the pasuk said like this: Toichoi, the pnimius, the inside, Rotsuf Ava. That's the pasuk. Toichoi Rotsuf Ava. Mibdos Yerushalayim. So what's the pshat? The pshat is Pashtus. Pashtus says that the binyan beis hamikdash. This is talking about the binyan beis hamikdash was made up. The pnimius, we saw the chitzonius of Zav HaChesed, but really, what really built it was love. What really built it was Ava, Toichai Rotsuf Ava. But the Nesivus takes it a little bit further, a Loshen Nesivus, beautiful Loshen. Rotsuf, what's Rotsuf? Rotsuf, he says, could be a floor, but Ritzpa, he says, who got Cheles. It's a coal, it's a fire. Ritzpa shall Ava. Kin Shinema, Uviyodoi Ritzpa b'melkachayim, Klemet, Toichai shall Mishkon. The inside, the pnimius of the Mishkan was Rotsuf Ritzva Shel Ava. Pirush Ava Roisechas, a Brenedika Ava. A burning love that built the Mishkan. That built the Mikdash. That built the Mikdash. So Avada. That's what built it. That's what keeps it standing. That love for Knesset Yisrael has for the Rebbeinu Shalom. So Avada, you have to be with Shmi, it has to be with the lave. Asher Yidvenu Liboy, Avada has to be with the lave. Zav HaChesef, we don't need Zav HaChesef. That's not what's building the Mishkan. What's building the Mishkan is the Toichai Rots of Ava. So Mamela, it has to be Lashma. You have to do it, Lashem, you want to do it. It has to be with the Rots and Toy. Me'ez Kolesh Asher Yidvenu Liboy. That's the Chari of the Pashup Shot. But actually, we can say a little tiefer, a little more than that. I saw Gemara, Mayridika Gemara, which talks about the Mishkan. Gemara Ksubis, if I can find it, state like this. It's an interesting Gemara. Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, Rebbe made a chasana for his son to marry Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra's daughter. Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra's daughter. And, whatever the opmach that they had, Paskulei Tarti Sri Shnin, Lamezel Bebei Rab. He was going to learn for 12 years before he got married. That was the original deal. Okay? And then, Achafua Kamei, so the Kala came in front of him. And he decided, you know something, maybe Shishnin, 6 years. 12 years is too much, what, 6 years? Again, Hadra Chufu Kameshi again came in front of him. Amalahu, Ichnis Vahadra Ezel. Let me get married first. I want to get married first. May Roy Chibas Kalosoi. He had a Chiba. He wanted to get married, then he'll learn. Fine. So he was a little bit embarrassed, you know? I'm supposed to learn, I'm supposed to get married. A little bit embarrassing. So, Habakkuk Michsif Me'avua. He was embarrassed. He's amalei. So his father said to him, "Bani, don't worry about it. Das koinoch yeshbecha. You were mechaven to the das of Hashem. You were mechaven to the das of Hashem. May koraksiv to the emoi v'sito emoi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu also couldn't wait. It says to the emoi v'sito emoi, you will bring them to Eretz Yisrael and plant them in Eretz Yisrael. Bahar nachloscha." And that's where you're going to make your foundation for your dwelling place. Mikdash Hashem koinenu yodecha. That was the base of Mikdash in Eretz Yisrael. Philip Soif, that was the original plan. The original plan was to the Eimoy, the Sito Eimoy, the Harnach Loscha. And what, Philip Soif, what happened? Philip Soif, Osuli Mikdash, the Shachanti, the Soicham, in the Midbar. Osuli Mikdash, the Midbar. Akash Baruch Hu couldn't wait, Kaviyachal. He didn't want to wait. Kala, crew of Anima. Kala, Knesset Yisrael. He wanted to connect. He wanted that. V'osuli mikdash. Me'roiv chibas kalosai, Rashi says. Where did the So therefore, don't worry. He said, don't be embarrassed. Mechavim to das koinach. So Avadiv, that's the idea of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the Rebbeinu Shlom's tshuka. His love for us. So Avada, the way to build the Mishkan, Avada, the way to build the Mishkan is not Stam giving Kesef, the Zav, which Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't need. Avada, it's with Ava. Toichai Rots of Ava. Another Gemara, it's a little bit too long to say it, but I just say the Lamaisa, we have a koyach. A yid is a koyach. Rachmano liba boy, and the lave is a lot stronger than a maisa. A maisa, like the Chedush Arim says, a maisa, person's limited. Person's limited. He can do it. He can't lift a house. He can't do certain things. A person's maisim are limited. But rotzoin eivachadavar oim v'fei rotzin. There's nothing that limits you in rotzin. Rotzin, you could want everything. You could want to become a rekiv eger. Avada the lave is a lot stronger than a maisa. That's something we have to internalize. We saw talk in Sukkah also. It says we do chibut charoyos, bring a branch, a palm branch. Why? We bring a palm branch to the Beis Hamikdash. Ma tomor. It has lev echad, means the sap. Whatever the pshat is, the sap, it just goes through the trunk. It's called lev echad. Ma tomor yesh le lev echad. Af Yisrael ein lohem el lev echad laavim shebashamayim. This be'etzim, the pnimius of a yid is rotzen toiv. That's all he wants to do. That's what he wants. It's be'etzim what he wants. Even if it's a yitzahara, but it's not his pnimius. It's not who he is. Be'etzim, a yid wants to do toiv. And that's what we have to want. We have to have our lave into what we do. Like Baruch Ber said, we said over Rav Kiveger, Baruch Ber says that I strived to be a Rav Kiveger. That's my goal. When I started learning, I strove to be a Rav Kiveger. Strove. That's what I wanted. That was my goal. That was my matar. I didn't make it to Rav Kiveger. I made it to be Baruch Beryl. That's what he called himself, Baruch Beryl. But the Maisa, had I not strove to be Rav Kiveger, I would have never made it to where I am. He was telling his Talmidim, you have to have a rotzen. You have to have a rotzen. You have to be a mavakish. It's so important. It's a mir de gemaisa. Mamash a mir de gemaisa. It says, Abraham Shulevitz, when he was in Grodno, so he went for a few days to Navardik, to his uncle, who was, I think, Roshiva, Ram Yafin was one of the Roshivas, and Ram Yafin was his uncle in Navardik. Anyways, he was there, so he went to learn in the yeshiva. But what do you do when you're on vacation? You know, you don't have the regular pressures of yeshiva, but he learns in a different yeshiva. That was his chilling. So, Chaim Shulevitz went to Navardik, and he asked his uncle, Ravim Yafin, who's the best bachur in yeshiva? Show me the best bachur in yeshiva. So Ravim Yafin goes over and says, points to a guy over there, he goes, that's the biggest amkin. He is the greatest lamdin, let's call him amkin's depth, let's call him the biggest lamdin in yeshiva. And then he points to another guy and he says, he's the biggest masmid in yeshiva, he learns 20 hours a day. Sleeps 3 hours, eats an hour, whatever he does. Then he says, this guy has the biggest Yerushamayim. And then the fourth one is the biggest Bucky. He knows everything all over. So Chaim Shulevitz says, Soif. Who's the best? Who's the best in yeshiva? Tell me who's the best in yeshiva. Oh, you want to know who's the best in yeshiva? Rabbi Yafin takes him over to a bacher, and he says, this bacher is the best bacher. So Chaim Shulevitz asks him, he said, yeah, but this bacher, you didn't say, he wasn't one of those four. He wasn't the biggest amkin, he wasn't the biggest masmid, he wasn't the biggest Yerushamayim, and he wasn't the biggest baki. So he says, yeah, Elchami. They have their milos, doesn't make them the best. What makes him the best is Erez the greatest mavakish. He has the biggest bikush. He won't stop until he knows he wants the most. He's the biggest mavakish. That makes somebody the best. Avada, he was a big amkin. He wasn't the best amkin. Avada, he was a masmid. Instead of 20 hours a day, he learned 18 hours a day. Avada, let's push it. What makes him stand out, what makes him the best, is the greatest mavakish. He wants. Rachman liba boy. Asher yidvenu liboy. That's what we have to internalize. That's what we have to emulate. Asher yidvenu liboy. Taka. If you take the gematria of Asher yidvenu liboy. Asher. What? It's also Asher. Asher is 501. Aleph Shin Resh. Yidvenu. Yud Dalet Vez Nun Vav. Yud Dalet Vez is 16. Nun Vav is another 56, and 16 is 72. 501 and 72. 573. Levi! Lamed Vez Vav is 38. 573 and 38? Huh? 573 and 38 is 611. 27 makes it 600, and another 11. Right? 611 is Torah. The only way you'll be Zeicher to Torah, if you lave, if you really, really want it. Ein Dover Oimei Bifnei Harotzai. If you really want, but what does really want it mean? Just, I could lie in bed and dream about being the best? That's called Ratzon? That's not called Ratzon. That's called dreaming. And that's also good. But Ratzon means doing something about it. Yigia. Mevakesh means to go ahead and plug and toil and be omel. That's called being mevakesh. And then there's nothing that stops you. It's limitless. The sky is the limit. That's... Did we say who that bacher was? We didn't say who that bacher was. That bacher, the best bacher in the Vardik was Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, the Steiplegoy, the Tata of Rabbi Chaim. That's who that bacher was. I want to tell you another mice. Is that where I'm holding your knife? Oh, no, I want to say a vart. I want to say a vart. Efshir, I don't know. The Welt asked the Kasha. Achasho alti me'es Hashem oisa avakish. Yeah? I have one she'ela. Achasho alti me'es Hashem. One she'ela. Oisa avakish. So everybody asks, what's the tool of shyness over here? Sha'alti, right? And avakesh, right? What is it, a shelo or is it a bikush? And why sha'alti is lashon ovar? Sha'alti, I asked. Oh, so avakesh. The Welt says Torah. Everyone says Torah. But I was just thinking, mamash, along the lines we're talking right now. Acha sha'alti me'es Hashem. Oh, so I want. What is it? What is that shelo? To be an avakesh. To be an avakesh. Not to let all the shtuyot of Olam Hazeh prevent me from wanting the right thing. My real want, Rebbeinu Shalom, all I want is to be a mevakesh. What? Oysa avakesh, shifti beveis Hashem, kol yimei chayoi. That's my sheila. This morning, all I'm hearing about, I have to do this in the traffic because, you know, I have to say shmuz, maybe if I'm late or if I'm not late. All I'm hearing about, Peyton Manning, best all time, Rebbeinu Shalom. I mean, that's all I talk about. It's the traffic. It's all we talk about. It's shtuyot. So that prevents me from really wanting the right thing. Look, I like sports. I like sports. But I saw the akasha, I'll be one shayla, one shayla. Please don't let anything permeate me. All I want is the richtige, the right thing. All I want is to be an amavakish. All I want is to be like the stipler. Rabbi Yaakov Lilinsky was just nifter. I think when you were there, I think Rabbi Yaakov Lilinsky was nifter when you were there. He was a big chashev person, Rabbi Yaakov Lilinsky. He says over this maisa, Muridika maisa. Imamish was just nifter. It's definitely talk shloshim, could be even maybe shiva, I don't even know. But it's very, very, he was just nifter. He says a maisa like this. He says a maisa. I'm going late. The maisas are still late, I think. It's hard to know because we're still starting there at 35 and we started. But I hear next door that's still. Mela. Next door is our place, so. Okay.
He said the same thing.
He's like this. Yaakov Glinsky says, I was learning, you know, in this place called. I have it over here. I have it over here. A second. He says, I was learning in a place, Betzirusi, when I was young. Lamarti bi yeshiva ktana bekrinik. Somewhere in Europe, Krinik. And that time, he said, you know, everybody knows there's ups and downs, right? Right? There's ups and downs to a bacher's life. You know, sometimes you go up, sometimes you go down. And I was on a downslide. That's what he said. I lost cheshik. I lost cheshik for learning. So my Rashiva, who knew me well, decided to send me to Nevardik, which is like 40 kilometers from there, to one of the older bacherim. I gave me a letter, and that would help me. That's what he said. Gave me a letter in my hand, and Yaakov Linsky says, to go to Nevardik, to go to an Elter Bacher, give him the letter. So I go to the Elter Bacher, I get there, I travel a whole day, and I was so surprised when he took the letter, he looks at it, he says, you know what the Rabbeinu Yonah says, I'm supposed to help you. If you don't feel it, I can say whatever I want, it's not gonna go into you. Shma la'atzos, listen to my etzah. There's a yeshiva, there's a beis medrash, which they just have in chakras. The rest of the day it's empty, it's dark. The bachim from the Vardik go there when they need chizuk. They take a chayvus alavavus, they learn a sefer of musr, they go there, they learn musr. Take a chayvus alavavus, go learn some musr, heat up a little bit. This is what he's telling me after he heat up a little bit, and then I'll be able to talk to you. Take a sefer of chayvus, learn some musr. Go to that beis medrash. So he says, I went to the beis medrash. Halach from the beis medrash is called Liba Rachel. That was it. After some lady, Liba Rachel, who was Nifter, they went to the beis medrash, Liba Rachel, Rabbi Akulinski says, and it was taka very dark there, all the windows were closed, I had to take up a candle. But then I see, in Ezra's Noshim, there's that piece of candle burning, and I go closer, and I see, and I start hearing, Hishtabchus HaNefesh, somebody crying, somebody screaming, somebody, whatever the word is. And this is what he's saying. He's saying of a famous Gemara in Dafna Dalad and Ervin. Omele Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. And again, he's Omele Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Shinina, sharp one. Shmuel tells Rabbi Yehuda, sharp one. Shinina. Chatoife Achoil. Chaparain in this world. Take your food. Chari means Torah. Chatoif Ushsei. Chaparain. Again, Chatoif. 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 Chaparain. You know why? The Alma, that's Lidon Mine, the world that we're departing from. Person doesn't live that long. The world that we're departing from is Kihilula Dami. It's a chasana. It's a chasana. And you know the way a chasana works. You know, you get your portion, you go to the bathroom, it's gone. It's gone. The waiters are very busy, they want to make sure the caterer's happy. It's gone. So chaparain, a chasana goes by very quickly. This world is one chasana. Ki yilul adami, chatoif ve'achoyl, chatoif ushei, chatoif, chatoif. This is the bacher screaming, crying, chatoif. This bacher from the Vardik that Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky heard. He said, when I heard this, it sliced my heart like an arrow. I understood exactly the oimek advarim. And I didn't need to learn Musar, and I didn't need to go back to that older Bacher. I went straight back, I took my suitcase, I went straight back to Krinik, and I learned. That's all I needed to hear. Chatoif, chatoif, the crying, the noise, the tears. That's Adkana Sipur. Adkana Sipur. And then he says, Rabbeisai, you know who that Bacher was? Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, the stipler. Stipler, he understood what it meant, chatoif, the chaparain, the chap toira in this world. It's a short life. In the great scope, it's a short life. Yet we think we're here forever. Like we said, we have to chaparain. Ahalo Hashem b'chayoy, azamrele l'kay b'oidi. Bayoyim ahu, teitzei rucho yoshev l'admosoy. It's ki yilu adami. Bayoyim ahu, avdash d'naisov. I remember somebody once said in Eretz Yisrael, asur lasod d'ashtoniot. I don't know if that's the right word. But you can't make plans. You never know. It's too short. We have to chaparain. That shtims. The stipler's mahalach. The stipler was a mevakish. The stipler was the biggest mevakish, said Chaim Shmulevitz. Said the Alta Finavar, who was it? The Brum Yafin. He was the biggest mevakish. He understood what life is all about. He'll do whatever it takes. It doesn't just mean that he's in yeshiva. That means if he needed chizuk, he went to the beis medrash and he cried. And he davened. You have to daven for siyata d'shmaya. That's what it means. That's what a mevakish means. V'hoyerei neinu b'sayir asecha. The same believing bina. It's not stam two separate things. It's all together. The same believing bina. It's fila. A person has to be mamish, be boiched mois. Tears to be Zaycha the Torah. Yeah. That's what I want to say. But and I said one thing I want to say about Amaisa, Shkodesh Adarishan. Yeah, just to wrap that up, Amaisa, Avada, you have to be a mavakish. Ain't of Roim b'fnei Rotzen. I see mamish b'poil. I see with my eyes. Ain't I roisi bachrim who because of their bikush or emes, because of their bikush or emes, and taka mavakish and emes is mamish very close from gematria mavakish. Kufshin is 400 and membeis is 442. Emes is 441. A mavakish means emes. That's taich. That's the taich. Mavakish means you want the MS. Yeah. Okay. So that's something we have to do. We have to be mavakish. We have to be mavakish, and cry, and daven, and want. And avada be yogeya. That's what bikush or emes means. Bikush means to want. Ein dover ha'oyim b'fnei ha'rotzen. Just remember, it doesn't make a difference how smart you are. It doesn't make a difference where you're holding, where you are. You could always turn it on and be mavakish, the right thing, and be zoicha taka to siyata shmaya, be zoicha the Torah, asher yedvenu liba yizoicha the Torah. The stipler, we can become, I don't think we can become stiplers, but at Koponim we can have the rotzen that the stipler had. That we can do. That we can do. And that'll be a tefiyah if we don't. One thing I want to say, Chodesh Adar. What about Chodesh Adar? Is Chodesh Adar Rishon, the Shaiwa, if Taka, it's Marbin Besimcha, the first Adar, the second Adar. Well, I know from an aide Ria that was by Rebbe Yoshev, he was walking with his walker, and somebody asked him, Chi of Simcha, is it Inyan of Marbin Besimcha in the first Adar? And he said, yeah, Ein Bein Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, El Kriyas Amagilu, Matanis Lev Yoinim. And that's it! Kriyas HaMegillah applies to Adar Sheni and Matanis Lev Yoinim. Everything else, what has the Adar Sheni, is an Adar Rishon. Are you going to ask me the Suda? I don't know. Whatever. But that's what he said. Maisa the Chieva, Inyan of Simcha, be Marbin Besimcha. One thing I want to tell you, I think it's apropos. How does a person have Simcha? You know, how do we have the right, the proper Simcha in this world? In this world, which Lamaisa, the Sefer Yoshua Rabbeinu Tam calls it on a Nevei HaPlois, a Moishav of hardships, of suffering. How does a person have Simcha? Okay, so if everything's going good for you, you say it, but most people have some type of something. How do you have Simcha? So I saw Chafetz Chaim's Moshul, a Meiritik Moshul, I think he is Soidistik Moshul, and this should be our Avoidan Adar. That we have to realize, he says, Moshul Ma'adav Adoyma, to a guy who's on the road, he doesn't say bus, but let's call it a bus, he's going to a chasana, he's on a bus ride to a chasana. Now, the bus ride is not so geschmack. Every seat is taken. It's very uncomfortable, the bus ride. And there's bumps. It's bumps on the road. So, is that going to make the guy upset? It shouldn't make the guy upset. You're dressed for the chasana. If it's somebody you really want to go to, you feel the simcha. You're already singing no hook game. Ahala! Mizinshine! It's geschmack! I feel the chasana. We're all together. Together. We're about to do. We feel the chasana. That's the ikka. That's the matara. The bumpy bus ride is going to make us upset. Who cares? Don't lose sight of the ikka. Okay, it's not going to be comfortable. Let a chanami. But you're going to a chasana. You're singing already. Says the Chafetz Chaim. We're on the road. Ha'olam hazeh doimel praizdar. Ha'olam haba doimel traklin. This world is an antechamber. It's a hallway to ha'olam haba. This is the bus ride to the chasana. Okay, it's taka not geschmack. It's taka uncomfortable. But we feel already the beauty. We feel already the simcha of Gan Eden, of ha'olam haba. At least we should. At least we have to tell us, internalize that. Don't lose sight. Have simcha. Misha torach be'erev Shabbos yoichel b'Shabbos. This is erev Shabbos. Mamash is also a good marshal. Erev Shabbos is a very stressful day. Come to my house. You see what's doing erev Shabbos. We got this. It's very stressful. But don't lose sight. Don't get into the erev Shabbos. Shabbos. We feel the heritage, the beauty of Shabbos Kodesh, the hail of the Shabbos Kodesh kumt. That has to be the Matara. Don't get stressed out by Friday. This is Friday. Olam Hazeh is Friday. But we Torach be'erev Shabbos, Yoichel b'Shabbos, Beisagot Shabbos, Afreilchen Adar. Purim is in less than six weeks. Shabbos. Yeah.